Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masech Nishim and after Tesseman days, but in the shir we're going to finish up on the Tesseman Aleph. We have started a little bit the inyan of the Shvicha Shirayim and the Yisayid Meravi. We spoke in the previous shir that Tesis is Mavur. That's not because of Eim Avir and Alamitzis, and some Yishayim hold that the Pasuk's Megala, like the Gersa we have, who would the Kapaga Bereisha. I want to speak about Taisus and Daf Lamed Gimel, which discusses our Gemara. So Taisus and Daf Lamed Gimel, it's also in Zvachim Daf Nun Aleph and Menachas Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. But they all ask the Kasha, Lamaisa, we do need a pasuk telling you that the Shvicha Shirayim is on the Yisayid Meravi. Like we explained in the previous year, it's more in the Gemara. There's a pasuk telling you Meravi, and the pasuk is because it says Hashapesach HaElmayid, which means the one that you come, the one that you come out one, that's the Pesach HaElmayid one. So the Shaila is, why do you need a Pasuk before? Why do you need a Pasuk B'chlal? Why don't you say that you have to put on the same Ravi? Pasuk was Eim Avir and Alamitzis. Eim Avir and Alamitzis Klal. We had it before, the Flam and Gimel. There's a lot of Eim Avir and Alamitzis. That should teach you that the Dan has to be on the same Ravi. Why do we need the Pasuk of Hashem Pesach HaElmayid? As a fact, Teis Akasha, Teis Uli and Lamed Gimel, Teis Zochem and Aleph, Teis Menachem and Samach Dalet. So first of all, the Chai Adam says that I see from Teis Akasha that Eim Avir no Mitzvah is a Din Deraisa. If it's not Deraisa, then it's B'chol Atrei. If it's a Din Derabanan, so you need the Pasuk to tell you the Din Deraisa. It's Pashit. So from Teis it's Mamish Mukhuch that Eim Avir no Mitzvah is a Din Deraisa. And as I, it's mashman l'levush also, the people of God, the Moshe says mefurish, that Eim Avir and Alamitzis is a din deraisa. So the Achreinim, the Paiskim, the Chai Adon, the people of God, and the Mashmais of l'levush is din deraisa. The Chai Adon and l'levush bring down the Pasuk of Shmaitim Esamatzis, Kribe Esamitzis, that Mitzvah Rabbi Elcha Adach Mitzena, which is what Rashi says. Rashi Nafalam Gimun Al from the Banim says that Eim Avir and Abigail the Mitzvah Yavimen of Nafkum Mechilta, Shmaitim Esamatzis, that you read it, Shmaitim Esamitzis, and that teaches you Eim Avir and Alamitzvah. The Rizur advice, Simukov of Chotesa says the Rabbanan, and the Chayadim asks the Kasha and the Vaz, the Taisa says Mufurish, then it's a Din Deraisa. That's first the Kuda that you see from this Taisa. Secondly, Achreinim, the Taras HaKadosh, one of the Gdaili Achreinim on Zvachim, he asks the Kasha on the Taisa and Zvachim, why don't you say a Pasha Detam? Eim Avir and Alamitzis means that's what you have to pour it. But what if you already passed it? What if you already passed it and now you're on the Yisayid Rehmi? You're coming out with the blood, you're supposed to pour it in the same Ravi, but you didn't. And now you're on the Yisayid Rehmi. If it will be Eim Avir and Alamitzis, so there'll be no din to go back to the Yisayid Meravi. Mashayin Kain, you have a Pasuk, Asher Pesach HaElmayid, so that teaches you that even if you already passed it, and now you're on the Yisayid Rehmi, and you say maybe other Abba. Now you have Eim Avir Alamitzis. You can't. You have to put in the same Jamie. Kamashmal on the pasuk. Asher Pesach Almayit. No matter what, you have to put the same Ravi. Now it's Eim Avir Alamitzis. So Taras HaKadosh holds that this Yisayid. He holds, and L'Chayit, it sounds like a Svar of Shita that way, that once you pass the mitzvah, there's no din of Eim Avir Alamitzis to go back. He says Pshat and Taisis and Mechudish Tikab Pshat. But there is a Shaila Nachreinim. If the Etzim Yisrael is true, and once you pass the mitzvah, the halacha is you don't go back, the Torah Evin and Megillah also, the Shaila is Taiz and Megillah saying this is a possible teretz. Mike will speak. Taiz and Megillah also talks about the Shaila. But Torah Evin and Megillah says, after Gemara Mefurish and Yuma, on the previous Amud, that the Gemara says Mefurish now like the Yisrael of Taiz and Kaddish. Because the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, why do you start the going around the Matanes on the Mizbech HaPnimi? Why do you start from the Mizrachis Dreimis? Why do you start from the Mizrachis Sveinis? So the Gemara says, because really you should have gone to the Altsem Avi and Alamitzis, you should have put it first on the Maravis Dreimis. But Lamais is a din of Yotzel and Mizbech, and that teaches you have to pass the Maravis Dreimis. But, so you put it on the Mizrachis. But once you pass that Karen and you put it on the Dreimis, now that you mekayim the din of Yatza, you have to go back to the Maravis Dreimis. Like the Terev and Yisim first, and even if you were mavir on the mitzvah, you got to go back to the original mitzvah that you were mavir on. As I say, Gemara, Amach Rabbi Kiva Medina, who carried the Prague of Bereshit, Mu'avid Bereshit, Amr Shlaki Shavino Mitzis, Famayli Avid Mishun, the Stiv Yatzal Mizbech, and the Nafik Mikhail Mizbech, the Kaim and the Avid who carried, Hard the Osl Kaim, the Chayav Lameza Bereshit. Once he goes to that Kaim, now he goes back to the Kaim, which he originally was in Skyev. So to Evan, it's a Kaim of Raymer. They had to be Mavir, and still he says to go back, he's Miskayev. Koshken, when he was really supposed to put it in the first place. And Chazanish, in Zvachim, Simon Tazov Sivkot Nalev, says the same halacha from the same Raya. But on the Terev is printed a Kuntri Sachin from Ein HaGadol, who brings from the Maharshash, I don't know who he is exactly, that he says it's very different, because near, you're not being Mavir on the corner now. Okay, you left that corner, you went to the other corner, you left the corner Joimus Maravis, you went to the Joimus Mizrachis, and you did the mitzvah on the Joimus Mizrachis. So you're not being maver anything now, so then it makes sense, go back to the mitzvah that you originally passed. Mash'en Kain, if you're taking the Shirayim, and you pass the Maravi, now you're by the Joimi. So you over on Eim Avir and all the mitzvahs, you pass the Maravi. So now you should be over again and pass the Joimi, go back to the Maravi? When you have to do both, and the Pshat is that you have to do this one first, and you missed it, and now you did the second one first, so then go back to the first one, and do it at least second. Now, Shankin, if you only have to do one, and you didn't do it, and now you're by the other corner, and now again you're going to be Maver, and go back to the Maiv, what sense does that make? As they bring the Kuntri Sachron there. Now, he learns this in the Taisa Megillah. Taisa Megillah also asks this kasha. He also is discussing this kasha of how come the pasuk says, how come we know we need a pasuk on Pesach al Moed? What happened to him? Avin al mitzvahs? And he says, Rebbeinu Yehuda says the teretz. The lav krav have a minute aim avin lechatchila. Had the eved shari mishamachi itzuch daaser b'di eved. You would think aim avin is lechatchila, but b'di eved it's mutter. Tells you a pasuk it's aser b'di eved. What does Taisus mean? So the Sas Emes says that Taisus means this word. This Taras HaKadosh is word. The same Taras that Taras HaKadosh suggested for Taisus, that's what Taisus Megillah is saying. And he says, either Turi Evan says that he can't say such a Taras because the Mavur of the Gemara in Yumadaf and Chesem and Beis, that even if after you pass the mitzvah, you still have a mitzvah to go back. Zakta the same Taras of the Kuntri Sachar, Meshein the Marashash. That when you ready, when you passed it and did the mitzvah in the second place, and now the question is, where you should go now? If I should go back to the first place, but if you passed it and didn't do the mitzvah in the second place, what's the sense of now passing the second place and being oivim vim al mitzvahs twice? What's the story for that? So the Turi Evan and the Chazanish Neman that if it would only be the aim of vim al mitzvahs and you pass the maravi and you're now by the joimi, you have to go back to the maravi. And the Taras HaKadosh in Zvachim, as well as the Kuntris Achrein, it's on the Turi Evan, and the Svas Emes in Megillah, and he learns it up in Taisus in Megillah, that says no. Once you passed it, you passed it. What's the Svara Semachlekes? What's the Svara for the Turi Evan and the Chazenish, that even after you pass it, you have to go back? L'chari the Taining, that, why are you being Maver again? You went to the Maravi, and then you were Maver, and now you're going to go, now you're about to join me. So don't be maver on the join me. And you don't have a raya from the Gemara here in the Afnan Chesem days, because then you did the Karen here, the Mizrachis joimis, and now you say, all right, so go back to the original one. But if you didn't do this one, how could you go back to the original one? So what's the story for the Tur Evan and the Chazanish? So I think they hold like this. If Eimavir and Alamitzis means that you're not allowed, it's like a bazillion to the mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mavir the mitzvah. That is, it's an issa to be mavir. There's no sorry to say that once I pass it, now I'm by the join me, forget, why should I go back? Other, I'm being mavir to join me. But, I'm a zay, they hold, so then there'll be no sorry to say, even if you did the mitzvah by the mizrachas dreimus, but why should you go back? You're not being mavir, you're not being misakin, you were mavir already. You're not being misakin it by going back. If it's an isser, if the havara itself is the isser, there's no svar to go back. Whether you did it or didn't do it, there's no svar to go back. What's the pshat in the Gemara in the Chesed Beis that says to go back? Vayis leisim mevino mitzvahs makes a mechayiv on the mitzvah not to be maverit, and that mechayiv is still even after you maverit. So Oy Mazay, it doesn't make a difference if you did it in the second corner or not. Once you have a Mechayah for this mitzvah, so you can't do the other mitzvah. You already have a Mechayah for this mitzvah. The Emavin of this mitzvah came first. And that was already Mechayah of this mitzvah. Now you can't do another mitzvah. That's Mestam and Esvara. And they see from the Gemara in the Chasu Beis, because if you don't make an Abdunir Mechayah that comes to the Emavin al mitzvah, so then there'll be no Svara once you Emavir to go back to it. The Meroim Yisodah there in Zvachim, he wants to say, in Svar you never like the Taras HaKadosh. Once you passed it, you don't have to go back. You shouldn't go back. And that would answer Taisa's Kasha, right? Because the reason why I need the Pasuk of Pesach HaLamayit, because Ayim B'Vilam Mitzvah is only until you passed it. Once you passed it, you wouldn't go back. But he holds that the Pasuk, like we spoke in the previous year, the Pasuk is Takal Saim B'Vilam Mitzvah. And the Pasuk's being Mechadish, that even after you passed it, you still go back. But he wants to say in Taisus that that's only by Kachim. He has a whole shtickel that in Rashi he wants to say though, that the Pasuk's mean Mechadish, even B'chal Terekula, you do have to go back. So that's what the Netziv says. The Kunchus Ach himself, I told you, the Kashi Buddhist in Marashash, he himself wants to say that Noch the Pasuk that says Al Pesach Al Mayit, and the Pasuk is Takal Tzei Mavirin Al Mitzis, and it teaches you that even if you have a din of a mavirin al mitzvah, once you marvit, you still have to go back. And the way we explain the svara, this pasuk teaches you that a mavirin al mitzvah is a mechayev of yana mitzvah. And even after you pass it, you have to go back. So the nesiv, we can add on, at least in the nesiv b'shit this rashi, or this kunshus achim in the turi evin, we can add on to the turi evin and the chazin ish, that they hold that even once you marvit, you still go back. Mashiach, like we said, the Taras HaKadosh, and the Svas Emes, and this Maharashash that the Kunchus Achim brings, I'm not sure who he is, they hold that you don't. So come at a big nafkamina l'alacha. There's halacha like this. If somebody, you're really supposed to put on your talus first, before you tefillin. But that's only an inyan. It's not mamash achiyuv. Let's say you're about to put on your talus and your tefillin are there on top of your talus, you're mechuyiv to put on your tefillin. That's important halacha. People don't realize it. Let's say even if they take off the talus and tefillin and go out, and they come back and they want to put it back on, and the tefillin is there on top of the talus, you have to put on the tefillin first. And like we said, it's a din deraisa. It's a din deraisa. Eimavir and olamitzis. That's the din. So here's my shaila. Somebody went, he opened up his talus bag, and the first thing there was his tefillin. He takes out the tefillin and he says, no, I have to put my talus first. And he puts it down and he picks up the talus. Then he says, oh, one second, I now remember the halacha. The halacha is that if you picked up your tefillin first, you have to put them on, and then put on your talus. But right now, he's holding his talus. So do we say, all right, he did an iser, he was maver on the mitzvahs, he put away his tefillin, but now he's holding his talus for kedusha. He shouldn't do another iser and put away his talus and put back on his tefillin. Right? That's how the Taras HaKadosh and other achrayim, the Sfas Emes and others, neman. You did an Isser by being Maver on the Tefillin and getting your Talus. Now, don't do another Isser being Maver in Talus and putting on your Tefillin. Mashenkein, the Chazenish, and the Turi Evin, and the Netziv, the way his Maskana was, at least in Rashi, says, no, once you picked up your Tefillin, and that was a Mechayiv to do the Tefillin, say, Vinal Mitzis, now even if you put it down and picked up your Talus, you have to put down your Talus and put on your Tefillin. So come on, Efmin Alacha. Now the Mishnah talks Mamash about this case. The Mishnah Berurah is in Simcha Chafesiv Katan Hey, and he says if he's Maver on the Tefillin and picks up the Talus, then he's Mechuyah to put on the Talus first. And the Sharetzin he says it's Pashit because the Elder Pashit is Svarah because the Elder Eim Avin is the Issa L'Havir. So you did the Issa already. Now you can do another Issa in order to be Masakin it. But L'Chayah it's a Machlekes Achreinim. He doesn't bring any Maver Mekayvus. He says it's Pashit Mitzarachim Ledina. Now, one more thing on Taisus Kasha, that the Bikvega in Zvachim, in Perikei, in the Taisus Bikvega in the Mishnah, Yisrael Islam Mites, he wants to know like this. He wants to know, Taisus says, one who need a pasuk for him, anyway, I have to do the same Ravitz, Eim Avir and Alamitzis. So, fact, Rabbi Kvega, have a Shaila. Let's say one mitzvah you bumped into first, but another mitzvah is Tadir. What do you do? Do you do Tadir Kaidim, or you do Eim Avir and Alamitzis? Right? Have a chakir. Which is better? Normally we say tadr shene tadr tadr kaidim. On the other hand, we have the ein avirin al mitzvahs. If you pegeya with the ein ay tadr first, what do you do? So he says, well, think about this case. The darim, you say dreimi is tadr, because you always pour on the you say dreimi. All the other Kabbalists are going to say, Jeremy, Chatayis Pnimiyus don't come up too often. It's just once a year on Yom Kippur, and a prior Kayim Mashiach Malach Yosef is also very rare. So I've had to be Sayyid Jeremy, which is all Kabbalists, is Tadir. So what's Taisis Kasha? You anyway have to do the Yisayid Maravi, because they may be not misses. If it's only because of that, Adarabba, do the Yisayid Jeremy, because it's Tadir. So he says, see from Taisis, that Eim Avin al Mitzis is more important than Tadir. Tadir Kaitz of Kedima. Eim Avin al Mitzis is an Isser. I mean, I'm saying this, he doesn't say that Svara. But Mecham, Mestam, that's a Svara. So really, he can't be Mimayv al Mitzis even for the point of doing Tadir Kaitzim. So he brings that from the Karban Asanel. The Karban Asanel says this in the end of Mesechlis Megillah on the Rosh, and he's talking about a case, right, which comes up. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So which one do you do first? Which one do you lay first? Which Sefer Tehillim lay first? You lay first Rosh Chodesh, right? Because it's Tadir. Let's say you accidentally took the Chanukah one. So what do you do now? Do you put it aside and take the Rosh Chodesh one? But that's Eim Avir and Al Mitzis. On the other hand, the Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. There are more paskins that even if you have the Chanukah one, you put it aside and do the Rosh Chodesh one. Because Tadir Kaidim. So the Karban Asanel, no. Eim Avir and Al Mitzis, we see from this text, is Deichet Tadir Kaidim. Then there's a Chazay Nish that's bothered because he says that's not Tadir Kaidim. That's different. That's other Karbanis. It's not Tadir Kaidim because since other Karbanis, he uses the Yisai Dreimi and they're more frequent. It's not, the Sayyid Jami is not Tadir. A mitzvah that comes up at the Tadiris comes before a mitzvah you don't do with the Tadiris. But that'll be a reason to do the Sayyid Jami because of the other Karbanis. So that's not called Tadir Kaidim. He brings rise to that. But anyway, he goes, the Minig Olam is that you, if in case you get to the Chanukah first, you goyle it to Rosh Chodesh. Now, Taisis earlier, on Daf Lamed Gimel, says a teres to the Kasha, right? The Kasha was again, why do we need the Pasuk al Pesach al Moed? Typically, I'm doing Alamitzah. So Taisis Losh is like this. The Le Shayach Rishlokish, Elehecha de Be'inu Lamevet Tavayu, Sheyesh Lahaktam Adapaga Bebreish. If you're supposed to do both mitzvahs, then you mark them the mitzvah that came first. But if you're only going to do one mitzvah, then you're going to laugh in there. Whenever tadur chudev, lo never she'en the tadur. And we'll do the tadur and not the she'en the tadur. So that sounds a little bit like Rabbi Kivega and the Karban Asanel that the darim is tadur. It's just Eim Avirin is more common than tadur. And now that we're saying there's no Eim Avirin, so we'll do the tadur. The Chazanish is matriach. It doesn't mean tadur. He just means that you... You're not Mishana the Mak of Shri Chishraim, since most Kabbanis are not Makai. But Akabanim, what does he mean? L'chay Pashat Taich in the Teretz is, Eim Avin al Mitzvah means you can't be Maver a Mitzvah A for the point of the Mitzvah B. But if you're doing one Mitzvah, and the Shaila is, I guess you have two Chafetzim to do it, two places in the Yisayin, and you're anyway going to do the Mitzvah. The Shaila is in this Eifen or that Eifen, so there's no Din of Eim Avin al Mitzvah. So let's say Tefillin and Talis. So you can't be marvin the tefillin to put on the talis. You can't be marvin on one carrion to do the other carrion, because you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to do talis and tefillin. The shayla is which one's first. Right? You can't be the marvin on the shalyah to do the shalreish. But if you're doing one mitzvah, doesn't pass him every and all the mitzvahs. So the ice brings down the steretz, berich, and zvachim, and the menachis. And the shita mekabetzis and menachis already asked the kashas from the teis kisenius, that the Gemara there in Menachah sounds not the way, because the Gemara in Menachah says that you have to bring the barley for the Eimim Mimakam Karev. So the Gemara says why? The Gemara says two reasons, but one of them is Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So there the question is you only bring one barley, and leaving this barley to go to the next barley is Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So the same thing, leaving this Yisayi to go to the next Yisayi for Shvich Yisrayim should be Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. You see, even when it's not that you're doing both, you're doing one, but leaving the first one to go to the second one, is Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, a Pella. Now, Taisus in Megillah Davav asks this Kasha, because the Gemara in Megillah Davav says that this Gemara discusses, when it's an Ibiyar, when do you do Megillah? When do you do Purim? The first Adar or the second Adar? So the Gemara had one side, you do the first Adar because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. The Gemara had another side, you do the second Adar, Mismah Gula Gula Adif. But what's the Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? So Taisus Mikan Kasha, Mikan Kasha on the teretz that Taisus gave on the developed will ask the Kasha, what do you need for Shvich Yisrael Asher Pesach El Moed Tali Meravi Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs? And Taisus says the teretz to the Kasha because it's only one mitzvah, so you don't say Eim Avir you're not being maver one mitzvah for another. Here it's one mitzvah Megillah. And the maver and the rishif and the shein is called emavirin. So Taisa when he asked this kasha, and the shidim gemetzes in Menachas asked it from the Gemara in Menachas there about being maver on barley to go to get different barley. Now there's two mahalchim had to understand Taisa. The Siach Yitzchak there in Daflam and Gimel, and the Birki Yosef in Simon Chafei, and Erechayim about the Talos and the Tefillin, and the Chazanish in Sochem Simon Desavis Aleph, they explain that Taisus means like this. I mean, it's really, the Lashon of Taisus and Yuma is not mashman this way, but Taisus and Zvachim, it does stim a little bit. Lashon of Taisus and Zvachim is a little bit different. It says, Eim Avin ala Mitzvahs is only Kashesh Dei Mitzvahs of Anu, Gadishim Zvach Nim Vemneya, Agay Mitzvahs Kronish, Eini Dei Mechan Hassel, אבל לקבוע מוקה משפיך השרים לקבינה מהיתמה, you'll have to call your crow behead you. So you say, the ikatisis means what he said at the end. The kviyas mokaim, it can't be kveya, you'll have to call your crow behead you. So what does that mean? That means, if it was only on same avirin ala mitzvah, so but the evid, if you poured it on another one, you'll be yetzah. You'll just be missing the din of aim avirin ala mitzvah. But there'll be nothing missing with yeshvich yeshirayim. You wouldn't know a kviyas makam, meaning that this is the makam that's supposed to be mitzad the din of shvich hashirayim. So Chazanish kind of holds even a kviyas makam doesn't mean it's makam, but there's a din makam which you're going to be missing. But he could say it's makam also. But the shaila was, were you mekayim the mitzvah shvich hashirayim by pouring it in a different side without the pasuk yes, but you did an iser, you mavra al mitzvahs, it just wouldn't be a kviyas makam. The Brisker Rav also says this in Menachas in his first teretz, that this is the Pshat in Taisus. In other words, really, it is Shayachem. According to this Pshat, it really is Shayachem of Yin Alamitzis. It's just, you need the prospect for it to say the din, that besides the din of Yin Alamitzis, is also a din that you need a Kviyas Makar. But the Brisker Rav in his second teretz says another Pshat, that it's taka not Shayach the din of Yin Alamitzis, and it's still not Shver from the case of Omer, and the case we have of Megillah. And I think it's much better in the Lashon HaTaisus, Befrat the Lashon HaTaisus in Yuma, but even the Lashon HaTaisus Vachem Menachas. And he says the pshat's like this. He says, when you take barley for the Omer, there's a different mitzvah, you're doing a different mitzvah if you take this bar, that bar, I mean it's all the mitzvahs Omer, but it's a different thing. You can do a mitzvah with this barley, there's a mitzvah with that barley. So this barley is not going to be part of the mitzvah, Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs. When you do the Megillah on Adar Sheni, it's a different thing. If you Mekayim Purim and Adar Rishon, Mekayim Purim Adar Sheni, it's the same mitzvah Purim, but it's a different thing. It's a different oifen of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Mashenke, the Yisayid join me in the Yisayid Maravi without the Pasuk, is Mamish Hainu Hach, Mitzad HaMitzvah, because the mitzvah is Yisayid. The Maravi and the Joimi are not two different oifen of that of Mekayim the Mitzvah, and you Mavi one oifen and did another oifen. What's the difference? It was on the Yisayid. My nephew, in this part of the Yisayid, that part of the Yisayid. When the Pasuk tells you, Asher Pesach al-Moy, the Pasuk's Kavei Amakim. That shafts that this is the Makim. And the other thing's a different Makim. So then you can start clearing him of Yirin al-Mitzvahs. But before you have a Pasuk, it's not two mitzvahs b'chlal. It's not two inyanin. And that's Mamash HaTayz and Menachas that says that the Omer is called two mitzvahs. I want to explain this very kipshutai. If let's say somebody is holding his tefillin, if let's say somebody picks up one pair of tefillin, and then he decides he wants to put on a different pair of tefillin, so that's Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs, even though they're both a mitzvah of tefillin, and it's one mitzvah he has to do, but good, this is one eifin, this is another eifin. Let's say a guy puts down his tefillin on a table and he's all ready to put on the tefillin, and then he says, no, I want to go and put the tefillin, I want to bring it to another table. And use another table to put on my tefillin. That's not Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. It's the same mitzvah. Whether he puts on tefillin here or puts on tefillin there, it's Mamash Hayinu Hach. Can't say you have to put tefillin on the first table you pegay. What's the table have to do with the tefillin? It's the same thing with Shvich HaShrayim LeYisayin. Lulei the Pasuk, you're pouring it on the same Yisayin. There's a Yisayin to the Mizbeach. There's one Yisayin. The place that you came and the other one on the Dorm side, it's all the same thing. There's no thing you have to do it at the earliest possible opportunity. It's not Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So that's Pshat and Taisus. You need two mitzvahs, or Kapanim, two Eifanim to do the mitzvah, two Chafsis, and then you can't be Mavin one for the other. But Lulei the Pasuk, it's Bechol not two Chafsis. My Rabbi Joimi's Mamish, the same thing, it's Mamish Ainu Ach. So Mela wouldn't be shaykh him if you know the mitzvahs. You need the pasuk to be gvei to makam. That's the risk of shad in the tesis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.